first choice solution for all your security needs.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
Crime Watch on Goulburn Valley's 95.3 Triple M.
Yes, that's right, Crime Watch. I'm joined right now by Inspector David Ryan. Good morning, David. How are you this morning, mate?
Yeah, terrific.
I love having a look at the iWatch Greater Shepparton Police Service Area Facebook page. If you live in the Goulburn Valley and you've never been to that page and you are on Facebook, go there, give it a like. You're helping out the community and there's some interesting stuff that is happening. Something that went up just an hour ago, David, a couple of traffic incidents that you want to share with the community.
Yes, we have. There's been some incidents in the last few days around drivers getting themselves into a spot of bother, having collisions and failing to stop. The first one, it's back on 21st of September, a blue Ford Falcon out on Old Dookie Road manages to collide with a power pole, knocks it out of the ground, but keeps going. So we're actually looking for witnesses to that collision because a fair bit of damage ought to have been done to the car. So
you would think so.
Someone should know who's driving that Ford Falcon, getting around out that side of town. So give us a call at Shepparton Police, or you can come to us via Crime Stoppers on that one. The other one's on 20th of September.
Yep.
About 8:30, again, a minor collision, Archer Street and Sutton Road. A minor thing, something that you should stop for. Silver Mazda. Was north in Archer Street, turning right from Sutton Road, and then collides with the rear of another Mazda.
And drove off.
Fails to stop.
Yep.
Just drives off. Doesn't care. So any witnesses to those two incidents, it's up on our iWatch page. Have a look, and hopefully we can someone's seen it and someone can give us some information as to who those offending drivers are. We'd like to have a conversation with them.
You can get in contact. If it's ringing bells right now, you can make that phone call right now if you like. The number is 5820-5777 for either of those incidents. That number again is 5820-5777. You get in contact with Shepparton Highway Patrol, the head-to-head fundraising walk. David, that's coming up soon as well.
This is on right now, actually. It's we've got Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton, who's actually not walking through our area, but he's headed off down through Gippsland, and he'll complete his walk over in Wangaratta.
Oh, he's on the road now. Yep.
He's on the road right now. He'll be walking as we speak.
As we speak.
Yeah, his feet will already be very sore. And we have coming through our area, coming down out of Mildura, is Wayne Gatt, the Secretary of the Police Association. Now, he will come through Shepparton on the 20th. Of this month. He'll arrive in the mall at about lunchtime, and then he'll complete his walk, meeting up with the Chief Commissioner over in Wangaratta. The purpose of this is to raise awareness of post-traumatic stress disorder.
It's a big thing.
In police, not just serving police, but especially retired police. So the fundraising component of this is to raise money to support now retired police who are suffering the ongoing effects of their trade. It's a real shame that this has occurred, but this is a really, really good initiative by the Chief Commissioner and Wayne Gatt to raise awareness on this. If you go to the iWatch page, there's a link there that you can actually donate to that fundraising appeal.
It's great that these guys are doing these walks, raising more awareness, they're raising more funds, because I think it's fair to say, and you'll agree, is 20 years ago, 30 years ago, no one ever spoke up, did they?
No, you had to be really tough back in those days, and the result is that a lot of police leave our organisation into their retirement, and they suffer dreadfully from the effects of working for the community.
Now, whenever he arrives at the mall on the 20th, I think you said, there's something else happening that day. What's going on?
Yeah, there'll be an event in the mall where there'll be numerous community organisations set up there to welcome Wayne in, but also to raise awareness for other issues in the community. One of the things we're also doing is we have a program running Community Safety Network where we are actually surveying the community. We want to know what the Shepparton community wants from its policing organisation. Because the smarter ideas will come from somebody who's had a chat at the bar or had a chat across the kitchen table.
The school
we
run.
We want to know about that. There's nothing true. We think we know how to police. I think the public probably know a little bit better, to be really frank.
Yep.
So we'll be actually handing out and doing surveys of people who come to the mall to greet Wayne and participate. But you don't just have to do it at the mall. If you go onto the iWatch page, Greater Shepparton iWatch page, there's a link there for that as well.
Yeah, that's great.
Furthermore, this Saturday, we have a Neighbourhood Watch are hosting a free barbecue. So if you want a free feed Saturday lunchtime.
Who doesn't want?
Who never wants a free sausage? Get yourself down to the skate park here in Shepparton by the lake.
Yeah.
Barbecues will be on. We'll have some of our Victoria Police members there who will be conducting the surveys again.
Oh, great.
It's another opportunity to get some more information back into our network.
So that's the skate park happening this Saturday. Those surveys are great. Look, a lot of people around the Goulburn Valley have done these surveys. You can do them online. And I've mentioned before to Glenn Gibson, crime prevention officer Glenn Gibson, that, you know, a lot of people have these conversations at the school drop-off or at the footy club on a Saturday saying, my area needs to be improved, this needs to happen. This is their chance to actually speak up and do something about it.
Exactly right.
And finishing up, I was surprised when you told me this off-air, Inspector David Ryan, that people are still forgetting to lock their cars.
They do. It's one of the rights of living in rural Victoria that you don't have to lock your car. Well, guess what? The world's changed and we have to. Back in August, we had a series of thefts from motor car where credit cards have been stolen, number plates have been stolen. Yes, you can do something about your number plates. One-way screws will stop the old yep. number plates from being stolen. Those number plates are then used in further crimes. So if we can simply screw the number plates on harder, we can fix that. Go and see the guys at Autobarn. Mm-hmm. Really good. They're supporting this. Get your one-way screws, get them fitted, problem solved there. But the other thing is just lock your cars, because credit cards, it's not that people just leave their car unlocked, it's they leave their wallets and in valuable there. Items yeah. in the unlocked car.
Mm.
Now, this happens up your driveway. We've got these ne'er-do-wells, we'll call them right at the moment, these people getting around who will go up your driveway into your garage and they will check your car to see whether it's locked or unlocked. If your car's locked, they move on. We know that occurs. So lock your car even when it's at yeah. home. It's pretty simple.
They work
Save
off,
the crime.
They work off probability. They'll try 100 cars. So, yeah. You know, there's going to be one, two. I don't know what the stats are, but yeah. Lock up your cars. It's simple as that. And, of course, you guys do some great days every so often as well, whatever you do. The one-way screws for a gold
Plate
coin
days.
Donation. Yeah, there
yeah.
you go.
In conjunction with Neighbourhood Watch.
Perfect. If you've just joined us right now, I've been talking to Inspector David Ryan. It's Crime Watch on your Wednesday morning here in Triple M. You can catch up on this conversation later on at triplem.com.au. Thanks, David.
Thank you.